שין חובב כתב. בוטר ליחוד פנו ביד ורגלו בדבר שאין משאיר מסייר. מעורב עם דבר המשאירים, ובבד שלא ירוי מדבר המשאיר. When his lad washes his face and arms and legs with things that have a mixture of chemicals that remove hair, with chemicals that do not remove hair, provided the majority of things that do not remove the hair. In other words, you have to have a situation that he wants to clean himself, even there's a chance that it may cause some of his hair to fall out, since he's not mechav, and it's enemiskan, which is permitted. But the majority is the type of thing that causes the hair to get removed, that's a situation, that's something that causes the hair to come out, which is a malocha, type of grazes, and therefore it is also to wash oneself in something that's going to cause his facial or body hairs to fall. Sif Yud. You're allowed to wash your hands with his animal body, not only his hands but also his face and his beard, because this musan was used also to cleanse people in those days, and it was not something that caused the hairs to fall out. But when you're preparing this thing, you should be careful that you don't mix this musan together with water on Shabbos, because that's a type of lisha, like making a paste, which is also make on Shabbos. Just take it with hands that are a little wet and put them on his face in a fashion that it won't form a paste. Right. So basically, you shouldn't make this mixture. Just if your hands are wet and you put it on your face, it's alright. I don't know exactly how this works. It's not something to give them. The Rambam says, the Gibul Kelach HaYatzar, since it may cause a certain amount of sticking together and you're doing it not in the normal fashion, that is permitted. Vosu Lichot Yodu Bamelach, you're not to wash your hands with salt. Kosher came to Bosh, according to Zayp, Bosh and Askan, as you now use soap. Oshar Chelev, to Nimor, to Yodav, Avi Noilet. So the Isser of Noilet, transforming a salad into a liquid. So if you're using the salt, you rub salt on your body with a little bit of liquid and it melts it down. That is considered Noilet, making something new. If you put salt into a whole soup or something, that's not Noilet. What we're talking about is primarily salt and just a little liquid that causes it to melt down. And the same thing with soap. You're not allowed to use soap on Shabbos, because also you're transforming the salad soap into a liquid. We're talking about salad soap. Because it's not like you're not allowed to take snow and convert it into water on Shabbos also. The Shabbos brings a fresh show that says, if you have a soap that is a softer type of soap, which by rubbing on the soap it smooths it out, and you have another issue of memachek, smoothing something out on Shabbos. You can't use a bar of soap on Shabbos for that reason. As far as using liquid soap, we don't have any of these problems. What you should find is it's a very thick soap, but if it's watery soap, then it's not a problem.